Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so today's topic is about abandoning your neighborhood businesses. Now, this is probably exactly the opposite of what we should be doing, but for long-term survival, I think it's a necessary strategy. And just like they are using gentrification as one of their strategies, we have to come up with our own strategy for survival. So overall, we want to support Black businesses, if there are any Black businesses in the neighborhood, in the community. But if there are none in the neighborhood, then we have to leave our neighborhood and shop outside the neighborhood, preferably in a non-Black neighborhood. Now, why is that, you ask? Currently, we are providing for and supporting the livelihood of everyone else, Asians, Arabs, Mexicans, I mean everyone else except the people that should matter the most, which is ourselves. Now, every race are solving their problems on the backs of Black people. Everyone that we support have a lifestyle that we can only dream about. But this is not the only issue. While we are shopping at these establishments, what is it that we are consuming? Are they expired and repackaged products being shipped to businesses in the Black communities? Are we getting the stuff that are going to be expired? Do you look at the expiration dates? If there's any? Many times I've gone into stores and there are no expiration dates on cans and on goods. So these are something that you have to pay attention to, because these store owners are not going to just throw away a can of goods, you know, that's expired. They're going to wipe that off. They're going to clean it up because, number one, two, they know you're not going to look at the expiration date. Anyway, are we paying more for unhealthy products just for the convenience? I think that these are some very important questions that we should be asking. As we can see from looking around our community, diseases are on the rise in the Black communities. So I think that it's time to take action, because as we know, or at least should know by now, is that if you think eating healthy is expensive, you know, wait until you get sick and see how expensive eating unhealthy is. If you seriously care about your life and the well-being, I think we have to at least try to do better. And if it's too late for us, then we need to make a change for future generations to come. I mean, we have our young children growing up just lost, not even knowing anything because they're looking at us. And they're looking to us for guidance. And we've learned what we know from our parents, and they didn't know anything. So we need to start somewhere. And there's no question, you know, that the services we receive also in the communities are just horrible. You get no respect. You put your money into someone else's business, and you pay someone else's bills so that they can have a comfortable lifestyle and they show you no respect. You know, and I get it, you know. It's going to be a struggle and it's going to be a tough move, but it's a necessary move. Where once a week you need to plan to go out of your community and you need to shop at stores that are in the middle class, upper class neighborhood where they are getting the fresh produce and they're getting the healthier stuff. It might cost you a little bit more, but again, you know, do you prefer to be sick and unhealthy? Or do you prefer to be well? And that's something that you need to answer. And, you know, about 400 years ago, of playing around and waiting for and praying for things to get better, it's just not going to happen without action. Nothing will change. And actually, nothing have changed. Because we're lacking action. But here's another bonus to this strategy. Once the neighborhood businesses are going out of business because you're not supporting them anymore, and they're leaving the neighborhood, this is an opportunity now for you to come back and take control of the neighborhood and open up your own businesses and provide for your community. So it's a win-win situation no matter how you look at it. We have to come up with strategies just as everyone else that's coming up with strategy to survive. It's all about survival. And black people are the only one being used and abused so that someone else could get rich and so that someone else could live a better life. And we sit here and we complain, but we do nothing about it. We have to make people accountable for everything because it affects your life. And it affects the future generation. And we need to make businesses in our community accountable. If they are not providing you good services, if they are not hiring you and providing jobs in the community, and they're not giving back to the community, then you need to abandon them just like they have abandoned you. I've seen people who could barely speak English in our communities providing for us who've been here forever. For the locals, as most people would say in if you've ever gone to a different country. You were born and you were raised here. Don't let someone else come in from the outside and provide for you. So again, like I said, it's a win-win strategy no matter how you look at it. And at first it's going to be a bit of work and it's going to be difficult. But once you've reprogrammed yourself, it's just going to be normal. And keep in mind that you are not only doing this for you, but you're doing it for the young ones. And they're the ones that I care about the most. I feel for them. I mean, my heart breaks for them. I want them to have a better future. You know, we have not been given a good life from... We have inherited, I want to say, a horrible life because our parents did nothing, our grandparents did nothing, and everyone else before that didn't really do anything to improve her life. Maybe they thought that what they were doing somehow was going to improve her life, such as integration. But they've actually done the opposite. And we need to reverse that. And we need to start caring and start loving our communities. We don't need to move out of our communities. We need to think of different strategies and techniques where we can get back in control of our communities. And don't let outsiders come in and disrespect our kids and our young ones. We need to protect them. We need to put our arms around them and protect them. They need us. I mean, we're old and our life is almost about to be over. So, you know, we might be like, I don't care. But let them inherit something that we were not given. It's okay to be to not be selfish. It's okay to, you know, to say, hey, this wasn't given to me, but I want to provide it for my, for the future generations to come. So it's okay to do that because everyone else is doing it too. So, I mean, we can't pick and choose what we want to follow and what we, you know, don't want to follow because as we've seen, we are following or we're only following the bad things from other cultures. And we are not paying attention to the good and to how they are surviving and how they're using Black people as their survival strategy. Okay, so that's it for today. I hope you enjoy today's episode and get some benefit out of it. Okay, and as always, I appreciate your time. And I want you to be an active member in my community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.